This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The great Bobby Belt.
Bobby Belt. Is an idiot.
Don't make me take off my belt.
Don't make me take off my belt.
We're not.
Over to you, Bobby.
Over under 7.5. Whether we're talking wins or we're talking draft position, Cynthia Freeland says take the under for your Dallas Cowboys. Let's talk about it here on 105.3. Before we get into that, let's make this note really quickly, because this is just a brief throwaway thing that I'd seen, but it turns out that we might still have a shot at Giannis here in DFW. And the man you can thank for that, it's not Nico Harrison or Patrick Dumont or even
Cooper Flagg. Trade him.
Not Cooper Flagg, not new Kyle Dallas Wings Yelman super fan, Dirk Nowitzki. No, it's Jerry Jones. During a Q&A on Twitter, he was doing an Ask Me Anything the other day, Giannis was, and he was asked, do you have a favorite NFL team now that you've been in the States a while? And he said, well, first he said the Packers, but forget that. That's just because he plays for the Bucks right now. He said Packers and Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man.
So can we finally use the Dallas Cowboys influence to woo someone to Dallas?
I mean, they don't, so.
No. Might as well leverage it to somebody else.
Yeah.
No, because some of the other Q&As were, out of all the cities you've ever been to, which city made you the happiest to be there? He said Florida cities.
Florida cities.
Yes.
All of them.
What's your favorite city to play in on the road? He said New York. All those in the Eastern Conference, which Kendrick Perkins says he wants to stay in. And you also have Windhorse and others saying, just don't totally rule it out that Giannis leaves Milwaukee. So
yeah, and Florida, the Florida cities, if you wanted to use the, as I know we do like to use the, well, there's no taxes here. There's no taxes in Florida either.
Right.
So you get the same benefit. And if he likes, and a lot of people do like the Florida beaches, I understand that. You know, Miami is that one. Miami's the city you always have to worry about. If you're an NBA team looking to lure a free agent, you always have to worry about Miami. Because if you're super rich, man, there are few places that you can do better in. You can do it right. Miami's expensive. You got to do it right.
All right, let's take a look at the projected win totals here for the Dallas Cowboys, which we've been talking about a lot about today in the last couple of days. Because Sean is now firmly on the bandwagon of that 7.5. I want the over.
I want the over. Tolo Chris said, I'll take the bet for you since Peyton gave me such a hard time earlier, even though he's going to Vegas.
Well, can you give me cash? So can you mail it in yourself? No. Can you do? What's the point of even having Peyton?
I said Venmo.
You said cash.
The
is cool.
Question was,
I'm all in on the over. I think it's a solid.
And it's the
number.
Favorite now, right?
Favorite by a wide margin.
Well, not according to Cynthia Freeland. What are your thoughts on one Cynthia Freeland? I'll tell you, Cynthia kind of drives me nuts reading her score projections every week. She's like, according to my model, the Dallas Cowboys will win this 19-18. It's like, no, they won't. Nobody's ever won an NFL game 19-18.
Scoregami.
You need to round your numbers up or down, because this is not the way to do it. It makes your score seem really unrealistic.
This is where I think the analytics group loses their moral high ground. Not moral high ground, but their high ground. They're too dug in on like, well, this is what the stats show. It's not wrong. There's no such thing as being wrong.
Cowboys will score 19.3 points. What are you talking about?
Now, like, you're taking it literally, but they're also using it literally.
Yeah, she puts score projections in there of 16-15 will be the score.
Yeah, like her, I saw this. Her score, her win total this year is 7.2. Well, factually, they can't win 7.2 games.
Right. But
it's now, 7 or 8.
Now, regardless, though, you are talking about where you're right. roughly projected to go. And that's fine. But here, because of that projection, thanks for spoiling it by saying it's 7.2, Chop. here's the teams that you are slated to finish above, according to Cynthia Freeland's projection. The number one pick in the draft will go to the New Orleans Saints as the worst team in football.
Arch Manning.
Then it is the, oh boy.
Planning for Manning.
There we go. It's the whole lottery. It's like the rigged lottery. The New Orleans Saints, number two pick. The New York Giants. Then it's the Cleveland Browns. The Tennessee Titans. The New York Jets. The Carolina Panthers, followed closely by your Dallas Cowboys as the seventh worst team in football.
I'll tell you this.
Wow.
If the Cowboys pick seventh, if they pick in the top 12 again next year and they select seventh, they have to take quarterback.
If things fall apart to that extent, that either means he got hurt or he was bad.
Yeah. What the hell, man?
Yeah, that's
this
not.
This is going to be one of the great us versus Vegas debates that I'll remember here.
2014, yeah. Baby.
This is the first time.
Seventh worst record.
That I can recall where you guys have dug in so aggressively against what Vegas is projecting. Now, you said what? 2014 was a similar one?
2014, I think the over-under was either 8 or 8.5. And we were actually going to, I think we were about the under that year because they were so bad. They had gone 8-8, 8-8, 8-8.
They got destroyed by San Francisco in the opener that year.
Yeah, and then everybody was disappointed. Not disappointed, but the Zach Martin draft pick was, all right, it's a good pick, but Romo's been injured. DeMarco was the running back. You know, we knew about DeMarco, but it wasn't like, all right, this guy's going to be the next stud. So there was a lot of questions, and it turned out to be as good as it gets. That was maybe Tony's best shot other than, it was either that or 2007.
Here's some of this is her brief write-up, and she doesn't really go into any sort of explanation other than she says, the Cowboys' toughest three-game stretch is weeks 12, 13, and 14, where they get the Eagles, the Chiefs, and then Detroit for a Thursday Night Football clash. It's important to remember that if Dak Prescott and Micah Parsons, who each miss time in 2024, are available all season, Dallas's ceiling increases.
Wow, what a hot take.
Especially if rookie right guard Tyler Booker is able to get acclimated. The first round pick had the highest floor and was my highest rated lineman at his position in this year's draft. So her model, and this is something that when we've been at the Super Bowl and we've talked to Thomas Dimitroff and Eric Eager from Sumer Sports, one of the things we said was, hey, where do you feel like analytics is still lacking? And they both said it comes in injuries. That basically the injury prediction model is not great and that they haven't been able to account for much of that at all. Well, it sounds like her model is projecting that Mike and Dak are just not going to be able to stay healthy consistently enough, which Mike is an interesting one because we've seen there's a little bit of the, as you've termed it, the Micah Doncic, like maybe selling the my shoulder.
Yeah.
It hurts. Got to come off. And then I'm going to warrior back out there after my can of C4 or my C4 powder, and I'm going to get 3 sacks. But it seems like her biggest issue with Dallas is she doesn't trust that their key players are going to be able to stay healthy enough. She says win total, she's going under the 7.5. Here are the odds for the rest of it. Make the playoffs, they're plus 190. Win the division, they're plus 700, which is twice as bad as the odds for Carolina to win their division. Obviously, worst division, but you're talking about a bad Carolina team the last couple of years. Win the conference is plus 2,800 and win the Super Bowl plus 5,500. So if you like the Cowboys to win the division or you like the Cowboys on those odds, you're going to be able to take advantage of that. Now, when we talk about the schedule strength and some of the issues that Dallas is running to on that front, because we had all said, hey, look, Cowboys have a really brutal schedule here. Not only is it one of the more difficult schedules by win-loss record, but just the way it's structured and the way that it's set up makes things really difficult. Well, again, over at NFL.com, Eric Edholm, formerly of Yahoo Sports, listed the teams with the toughest schedules. And he broke down the teams that just have from strength of schedule and the way their lineup or the way.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Their schedule is structured where they got to go on the road and different things like that. He has the 7 toughest schedules in football. And he does not have the Dallas Cowboys even in the top 7. So apparently we're whining a little bit is what the Nationals seem to think is that Cowboys aren't even in the top quarter of most difficult schedules in the NFL.
They're not. I thought it was 11th hardest. So wouldn't this add up that you're not in the?
No, I thought it was.
No, theirs is
11th most difficult.
No, strength of schedule theirs is one of the more difficult. Yeah, they're in like the top five. So what you've got right here, in fact, tied for 11th, it's the Kansas City Chiefs, who are listed 7th. So even though the Chiefs have the 11th most difficult strength of schedule, the Chiefs are still 7th on this list because of they talk about the way that their schedule is structured, the way they got to go on the road, do different things like that. But they've got the Vikings, they've got the Lions, like all these different teams listed on here. In fact, the number one toughest schedule on this list is the Detroit Lions, which they're tied 2nd for strength of schedule. But they say that basically the way that this breaks down in terms of where the bye week is structured, when they have to go on the road, the games that they have to play late in the season, this makes for the most difficult run for them. But this is, again, I'm finding that, you know, yesterday we talked earlier about the power rankings for the Rangers, or we talked earlier about how the new ones came out for CBS Sports, and they shot them up 6 spots like that for the win streak. I feel like MLB writers and national MLB analysts are waiting for the Rangers to click. Like, they like them. They like their potential. They were talking them up before the season. They want it to go well. So when they get the first indication that things are going well, they jump on it. Similarly, it's felt like in years past, the Cowboys have been that team. When the Cowboys start doing things well, feels like writers and analysts are quick to jump on, like, yep, this is the team we've been waiting for. It feels like there's a little bit of national analyst fatigue of the Cowboys. Like, where they're like, I'm tired of banking on it coming through. Because all these different projections you have, national analysts are taking the under on these win projections. They're not moving them a significant amount from the George Pickens and draft, you know, the draft that they had in the George Pickens acquisition. You've got people trying to downplay the difficulty of their schedule. It feels like there's a little bit of, we're tired of the excuses for the Cowboys, either they're going to do it or not, but we're not going to buy into them.
They absolutely should be tired of it. It's been every year that they're like, that we hear about this team, how great the roster is.
Fox declining the extra games, like we talked about.
Every year. If there's fatigue in DFW for the Cowboys, then there has to be fatigue nationally.
Who says there's, why is there DFW fatigue?
Doesn't it feel like there is? Certainly does to me.
There's no metric in terms of ratings, popularity, money, merchandise that shows there's any fatigue.
I don't know. I just
optimism. Maybe optimism. Like the sunshine. They still want to talk about them all the time. But there's a little bit of self-loathing Cowboys fans right now.
Yeah, they're tired of the same thing. We already know how the season's going to end. You know, it's just like,
well, you know where how it's going to end. It's going to end in the Super Bowl. That's what we're going to feel like after today, because OTAs get going today. We're going to get our first look at these Dallas Cowboys out on the field. I'll be out there at the Star in Frisco later today. Brian Schottenheimer press conference at 11:45, interrupting KNC for probably, gosh, they get a whole half hour off, I would imagine. Kevin Hegland in there, and then he'll probably replay it at one. But we are going to get Cowboys open locker today, so we're going to hear from players, and we'll also get our first look at some of these guys on the football field.
No better place to be than your home of America's team. That is our Cowboys insider, Bobby Roberto Belt, every day inside the Star at 8:40 here on DFW Sports Station. Choppy has you covered with some Diamond Cavs. He says the Rangers should win this Yankees series, and he's got some advice for the great Bruce Bochy. RJ Choppy, Diamond Cavs in the home of the Rangers with the Yankees tonight after this.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tea Clinic. One visit can change your life. Men's Tea Clinic offers a variety of men's wellness programs to help you meet your goals and keep you as strong as you've ever been. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEA today or visit menstclinic.com. That's menstclinic.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your windows guest ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.